Hey friends, happy last day of June. I feel like I don't know where this month went. We got out of school on June 16th, so it feels like summer has only just begun for us. Well, it has, but we're right into July as of tomorrow. So crazy, crazy how time flies. I hope you're having a wonderful summer, and I hope you have something fun planned for the 4th of July. I love the 4th so much, and especially since joining the military, our family really appreciates the 4th of July so much. I remember 3 years ago, my husband was away in military training. When he joined, he was apart from us for 5 months. He had officer development school in Rhode Island, and then he worked in Virginia for a couple weeks, and then he had to go back to Rhode Island for naval justice school. So in total, we were apart for 5 months. It was a really hard, challenging time, but something really special and a good memory was he flew in to San Diego to visit us on July 3rd, and we were able to celebrate the 4th of July with him. And so not only were we happy to be together, but it was really fun to celebrate that patriotic holiday with him and to just celebrate our nation and to have a new appreciation for the sacrifice involved with being a part of the military. So that was a fun memory. So enjoy this weekend and just enjoy the time with your families. Enjoy whatever it is that you're doing, and I hope you're having a great summer. So far, we have a fabulous episode for you today. It is with our Extraordinary Mom of the Month award winner, and we will get to her interview in just a sec. We have a lot of new people here. Hey, everybody. If you are new to the Extraordinary Moms podcast, welcome. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday episodes are always interviews, and Fridays are sometimes interviews, and sometimes it's just me. So you never know what you're going to get. But I welcome you to this community, and I hope that you are finding encouragement and inspiration here. And I hope you find it validating to hear stories from other moms who may look like they have it all together and they're thriving as moms and they don't have any problems and they know how to discipline their kids perfectly. Well, this podcast usually kind of opens the door for conversations about moms who are doing the very best they can. They are doing an extraordinary job, but their lives are not perfect and they have their own challenges. And hopefully, these messages will show you how they have come through those challenges stronger and better. And hopefully, you'll be able to apply that to your own life a little bit more. So I wanted to highlight a few episodes from the past that might be a place if you're new around here. And I know there's a lot of episodes. There's 145 episodes, so you're kind of like, where do I even start? Where do I go back to? Can you point me to a few great episodes? I feel like we had a really good run last November, so I wanted to highlight a few episodes back then that you may enjoy. So episode 90 was an infertility journey episode, and also talking about adoption with Wynn Elder. She was amazing, and I learned so much from her, and she's so encouraging. So that was episode 90. Episode 91 was with Jess Toulson. You may be familiar with her online. She's super awesome. At the time, they were living in Russia. Her husband is a basketball player over there. And so she talked about international living and what she's learned from other international moms. And it was just such a great conversation. I love that episode so much. Episode 92 was with Mary Heffernan. Now, Mary Heffernan started out a suburban wife in Silicon Valley doing the normal thing, running businesses, climbing up the ladder. Her husband was a lawyer. And then they left all of that behind to become cattle ranchers. No joke. So they live in the northernmost part of California. You need to follow her online. Holy moly, she is fascinating. Her life is fascinating. It is so far from what I am used to and from anything that I really want to pursue personally. But I love living vicariously through this ranching lifestyle and the way she has four daughters and the way that they include their daughters in the ranching and all the chores and delivering calves. And I mean, they're involved, let's just say that. But I just love that conversation with Mary so much. And I know that you will too. So that's episode number 92. And then finally, episode 94 with Peaceful Parenting with Dr. Laura Markham. You know, if you've heard any of my other podcasts, she is one of my most favorite parenting mentors. She is remarkable. I love her peaceful parenting approach. And in the middle of summer, where I mean, you can probably hear my kids kind of shrieking right now, this parenting approach has changed my life. As somebody that is kind of prone to be a yeller or short-tempered with my kids, having some tools and some language behind how to interact and communicate and connect with my kids through peaceful parenting techniques, it's been a game changer. AhaParenting.com has been the most valuable resource out there for me as far as tangible tools to add to my toolbox to be more like the parent that I really truly want to be. That conversation was so amazing. And I asked her a lot of personal questions that it was kind of like a therapy session for me. And you guys get to listen in. So check out episode 94 with Dr. Laura Markham. Amazing. So hopefully that's a few. If you're new around here and haven't dug into the archives, maybe that's a place to start. All of those are fantastic episodes that I'm super proud of as far as just the range in topics and things like that. And not all episodes are going to be your cup of tea, and that's fine. Just kind of pick through the topics and see what resonates with you. But you also might be surprised of which women really amaze you and inspire you and encourage you in your own life right now. So anywho, that'll do. If you don't already follow me on Instagram, you can do that at JessicaDahlquist3, on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast, and our website is extraordinarymomspodcast.com. There you can find show notes, pictures of past guests. You can actually listen to the episodes on the website as well. If you don't listen through a podcast app or you're choosing to do it on a computer or something, that's always a great option too. I would love it if you leave a review on iTunes for me. It just helps new moms to find the show. It is so helpful when we have more credibility of people saying that they found the podcast, they're loving the show. And when I see you guys sharing the show on social media, oh, it just warms my heart, you guys. Thank you so much for sharing episodes that resonate with you. Feel free to always tag a friend if you think a certain episode would benefit them. I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart. I love motherhood so much myself, but my goal is to help other moms to not feel so alone in this journey. I know that motherhood can be isolating, and I would like to have a resource and offer this as a resource to moms everywhere to be able to connect with other women who are doing the best job they can and sharing their journeys and lessons that they've learned. I've learned so much through putting together these shows, and I hope that you found it beneficial as well. So thanks for joining me here on the podcast every week. You guys are the best, best, best. Anywho, let's get to our Extraordinary Mom of the Month award winner today. It is Katie Mace. Katie was recommended and nominated by her friend Becca. She is truly an extraordinary mom, and you will very soon see why. I also want to thank Prep Dish for sponsoring this episode, both the nominator Becca and the winner, Katie. They both win Prep Dish subscriptions. If you're not familiar with Prep Dish, you can go to my website and find out more. But Prep Dish is a meal planning service to help you to get healthy meals on the table for your family. So thanks, Prep Dish, for all the help with sponsoring this podcast. You're so awesome. So let's get to my conversation with Katie Mace, our Extraordinary Mom of the Month award winner. All right, I want to welcome Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm awesome. Where am I speaking to you from today?
From Boise, Idaho.
Oh, awesome. That's so great. Well, congratulations. You're Extraordinary Mom of the Month award winner.
Yeah, thanks. It's sister-in-law Becca nominated me.
I know. That is so sweet. I'm just going to go ahead and read her nomination. And okay. And we just get to gush over you for a sec. So your sister-in-law. She says, Katie is not only an amazing mom to her little boy, but she is also an incredible nurse. She works in home health and is constantly going above and beyond to help people. She's one of the most charitable people I know. She helps set up a room, furnished food, towels, bedding for women in need. She helps local refugee families in her area by teaching English classes, and she does all of this and more with a very rare type of arthritis she contracted as a small child, called something that I'll let you pronounce. There are many days and weeks where she is sore, stiff, and so much more, but she keeps going, and she works hard. She helps others in her community and is one of the most caring people I know. She's such a great example to me. Isn't that the sweetest? Now you know why I picked you. That is just compliments. That is so nice. Well, I would love to hear more about your motherhood journey, Katie.
Okay, well, for starters, I have just one son right now. His name is Clark. He is 2.5.
And what would you say is the best part of motherhood for you?
I think the best part would probably just be it just happening, just being a mother. Mm. Growing up, my mom stayed at home with us, and she was an amazing mother. I'm so grateful to have her. And I just always wanted to also be a mom. You know, ever since you're little, that's what you want to do when you grow up. You want to be a mom. And so now that I'm here and it's happening, it's good to take a step back and realize, like, oh, this is what I've wanted my whole life. Like, this is it. I'm a mom. That's a really general answer to your question, but yeah. Just being a mom. You know, it finally being here, and this is the stage in my life, and so I'm just trying to enjoy it.
Yeah, no, that's so awesome. And then you're also a home care nurse, which is so awesome, but I'm sure very emotionally taxing. Tell me about that.
It is. So a nurse in general is taxing. So I do it part-time, which is good, so about 10 hours a week. So that works out perfectly. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a hard job. Before I had Clark, I was a pediatric nurse, and so that in itself was a difficult job also. I worked NICU and peds, and now I do home health, and so I deal with the older population. And, you know, I love it. I love it so much. It's such a needed job. For people who aren't familiar with it, home health is you go into people's homes, so they'll discharge from the hospital. And if they need a little bit more help, you know, or we deal with a lot of uneducated, lower income people, that they can't just be sent home because chances are they're going to end up right back in the hospital. Mm. And so that's when they send us out, and we actually go into their home and we make sure they're taking their medications, or we change their wounds, or we change any dressings, or do the PICC lines, or start IVs, or draw blood, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So it's a rewarding job, but it's a difficult job. It's draining. It can get very draining. I go into homes anywhere from, you know, like million-dollar homes out in Eagle to trailer parks in the middle of Garden City, you know.
Wow.
So kind of all over the place, and it's just interesting to see how different people live.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm sure. And so how does working in that type of work environment and having that type of emotional toll on you at work affect the way that you view motherhood or the way you're physically able to attend to motherhood?
Right. Well, I would say it's hard. And it's hard on my husband, too. I'll come home after the day and think, oh, I just had this saddest experience. And sometimes he thinks, you know, I have to almost keep it to myself sometimes because I don't want to come home and drag him down and be thinking about how sad the day was. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And then in addition, you also suffer from arthritis. And we've had a couple episodes on chronic pain now. And I mean, motherhood is an exhausting job. It is very physical. It is very emotionally, physically demanding. How are you able to recharge and have that energy to do motherhood on a day-to-day basis when maybe your body's not cooperating?
Right. Well, my husband is great. And that's what I would say is my husband. He's very understanding of it. In fact, when we were dating, my arthritis had got really bad in my back. And we had only been dating for a few months, and I actually ended up having to go to Pocatello, Idaho, so a couple hours from where I live, and I had to get fitted with this gigantic plaster cast that I had to wear, like, all day, every day. It was, like, probably weighed, like, 10 pounds. It was this huge cast that wrapped around my back. And I was thinking the whole time, oh, my gosh, like, he is going to break up with me. We've only been dating a couple months. There is no way. Like,
wow.
He's out. And you can't blame him. I'm like, he's pissed at it.
This is a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, this is ridiculous. But he didn't. He stuck around, and it didn't even faze him. He was just like, whatever. If it helps you, yeah, you have to wear it. It did not faze him in the slightest. And so that's kind of when I told my friends and family, like, he is the one. Like, if he didn't leave after that, then he's not going to leave me. If his little, you know, we were young then, if his little 23-year-old girlfriend has to wear a giant back cast on dates and he hasn't left, then he's not going to leave.
Oh, that's really saying something.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
But he is great. Yes. He is so understanding at night that I just need to go lay down and just be like, I am so sore. I can't do this. He just, okay, great. I'll take care of Clark. Or in the mornings, just he's great. If I didn't have a husband as understanding as him, it would be a lot more difficult to manage motherhood and manage the days that I'm just not feeling well.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. And then how did you get involved with the refugees? The list just keeps going, Katie.
Well, you know, I don't know. That's a funny question. I was trying to think about it. I think I've just always, I don't know, I've always been the type of person that I try to put myself in other people's shoes, almost sometimes to a fault. I do it a little too much at times. And so I, you know, when it was the big thing with the refugees and Trump was trying to ban them and just, you know, everyone was going crazy and freaking out, I thought to myself, you know what, Boise is such a huge refugee area. It's like a hub for refugees. We have so many. It's one of the largest refugees. They come here. We have so many refugees here.
Do you know why that is?
I think so. Low cost of living is one. There's a lot of areas around here that they can live pretty cheaply. We have a lot more space. You know, it's not like they're coming to California where it's already low population. And then we have a lot of lower entry jobs that they can start at.
Hmm.
And so it's easier to help them find jobs and affordable housing.
That makes sense.
What I've been told, because I asked the agency also. I was curious why we have so many here.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I just wanted to get involved. And they said, you know, the biggest need we have is helping these refugees learn English so they can get a job. So I thought, you know what? Okay, I can help out as much as I can, and I'll do it. So I'm actually meeting a lady tomorrow. I'm going to start teaching her. She's a single mom, just had a baby. And she has a 3-year-old also, and she's wanting to get into the workforce. She's been here a little less than a year.
Wow, that must be so amazing. Gosh.
It is.
And I'm sure as you interact with women from other countries, you realize, I mean, we have so many common interests. Our language might be different. Our beliefs might be different. There might be a lot of differences as well. But really, you just want the best for your kids. You would do anything for them. You'll work as hard as you need to work. Yeah.
Which is what this lady is doing, you know?
Yeah.
So she wants to give them the best job possible, and if she can learn more English, she can, and I know she can. So you're exactly right. I never thought of it in that way. But, yeah, we're not really different at all. It's just circumstance and where we were born, really, is the only thing.
I love that. I love that you're bridging that gap. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Where did you learn to focus so much on serving others? Your job, your volunteering, things like that. It just seems like this is a common thread in your whole life. Where does that stem from?
You know, I just have kind of always been that way. And like I said, sometimes it's to a fault. Sometimes my husband is like, you have to let it go. You can't save the world. We cannot adopt every foster kid that you read a story about and you want to adopt them, you know? I just always been the type, and I don't know, I think it's just different personalities. Like I said earlier, that I put myself in other people's shoes. So like with this lady I'm meeting tomorrow, I think about her. You know, you're coming to another country, you don't know the language, you're single, your husband was killed in your other country, you're pregnant, and you have a 3-year-old.
Wow.
And I'm like, here I am in this country with so much, you know, I have been so blessed, I have such a great life. So why would I not, you know, why would I not help other people? You know what I mean? That's my thought in my mind. I've been so blessed with my life, and I don't want to live my life and then look back and see all the things I could have been doing to help people, and I didn't. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. But I think in our generation, our day and age, I think people are more likely to think, well, I can't do it because, like, I don't have the financial resources. I'm too busy. I'm too this. I'm too that. And so we kind of find excuses pretty easily, I think. And I mean, I fall in the same category sometimes where I think, oh, well, I can't do that. You know, and I just, but I don't, you literally can do anything, but you just, you're going to make sacrifices here or there. You need to think of a new way to do it. But if you really want to do something, you can do anything you want.
Right, exactly.
And I mean,
and
I just.
That's what's so great about serving is it doesn't have to be a huge, big gesture. You know what I mean? It doesn't. It can be simple. It can be the simplest thing.
Sure.
I think you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. That is so encouraging. And especially when you're just made aware of opportunities in your own community. I mean, gosh, how fun would that be to connect with these women? And what a great. Oh, man, that would just be so fun. But you're oftentimes not even aware of what opportunities are right around you in your neighborhood.
You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. And so you just kind of have to look. And like I said, it's easier for me here in Boise, Idaho, because, I mean, you drive down the street downtown and there's just refugees. We have so many.
Wow.
So it's a little easier for me. I'm constantly reminded that, you know what, there are people here that I've had, I mean, you hear their stories, and I just cannot even believe what they've been through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're here, and they just need a little bit of help, you know? They have kids, and they have families, and why would I be sitting at home watching TV when there's a brand new mom here with a baby trying to get a job, and she just needs a little help?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. And so how would you say you've changed as a person since becoming a mom?
Oh, gosh. I would say, how haven't I changed?
I know, right?
I don't know. That's a hard question. I mean, I'm a lot more emotional. I will say that. I have actually started to give more and try and serve more since having Clark. I see little kids like this age that are just in such difficult circumstances, and I just can't stand it. I want to help them, you know, because I'm like, they're just a sweet little boy like mine. they were just born in a different area or a different circumstance, and they don't have all that he had, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely I'm more emotional since having him, I will say. I can't, you know, with other children, and that's why I couldn't work on pediatrics anymore. It was too difficult having little Clark and then seeing these sick kids that would come in all the time.
Sure.
So that's why I kind of had to switch gears. But yeah, I would say I've changed almost in every, but for the better. You know, I would definitely say for the better. I'm much less selfish after having Clark because, I mean, you have to be. You cannot be selfish and be a mom.
Right. I can see why Becca nominated you, and I just think you're extraordinary. So congratulations to be our Extraordinary Mom of the Month.
Thank you so much. I know that was so sweet of her, and I can think of a million things I could say. So I will nominate her probably next month.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, I'll tell her what goes around comes around.
Yes, that is the idea. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I always ask my guests one final question, and it's this. What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
You know, I would say just enjoy it, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do is just enjoy motherhood. Don't get caught up in maybe, you know, having the perfect Instagram picture or the perfect house or, you know, the perfect outfit when you go out. Just, I don't know, just try and just enjoy it because it's going to go by so fast and I only have one, but already the 2.5 years that I've had him have just flown by, you know. So I guess I would just tell myself and what I'm still telling myself is just focus on what matters and that's time.
It's true.
It's because it's the truth.
Yep, it is. It is.
You can't hear it enough times. It's hard. You forget it. So
yes.
Oh. Forget to just enjoy it. So.
Well, Katie, I'm so glad to know you now. Thanks for being on the podcast today and sharing your journey. I just admire you so much, and I'm inspired to reach out to others more because of you.
Good. Well, and thank you. I'm more inspired too. I want to, cause, you know, I want to give more too. So I appreciate you giving me this opportunity because it's helping me also. So.
Oh, well, thanks, Katie. Have an awesome day. Congratulations.
All right, thank you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Let me just say that was one of the more challenging interviews I've done logistically. Man, summer makes it so hard for my kids to leave me alone. But it's a mom podcast, so any noise you heard in the background, I know that you'll have grace for me, right? So if you heard Jackson saying, Mama, you know, he was just saying hi to all of you as well. So thanks, Katie, for being on the show. It was such a pleasure getting to know you, and it is really inspiring me to look for opportunities in my own community about ways to serve. So like I said, you can follow me on Instagram at JessicaDahlquist3, on Facebook at Extraordinary Moms Podcast, or over at our website, extraordinarymomspodcast.com. I have a fantastic interview for you next Tuesday. It is 4th of July, and so in honor of 4th of July, I wanted to have on a military wife. And I'm going to be speaking with Lauren Malloy, whose husband is currently deployed. She's a mom of 2 little ones, and she is truly extraordinary. I loved our conversation so much, and I know you will too. It'll help get you in the 4th of July mood. So thanks for tuning into the podcast today. Thanks always for your support, and I'll see you next Tuesday for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Bye.